Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is William Lee Can, the Frugal Fitness Man, and welcome to another episode of the Frugal Fitness Man Show. Tonight is Thursday, February 26, 2015. We are at the end of the month, guys, and we are going into March. We're going into the daylight savings time, and guess what? We are going into spring. Woo! This winter, to me, went by fast. And many of you up north, many of you in even in southern part of the United States have experienced some cold weather, and I'm sure you are looking forward to some warm weather, looking forward to some spring break time. And woo, I tell you, we are steadily approaching the middle of the year. I can't believe it. Time flies when you're having fun. Just to remind everybody, my name is William Lee Can, and I am the Frugal Fitness Man. The show is dedicated to helping you stay fit without spending a fortune. Tonight's show is titled Beach Body Ready. Are you ready for the beach? Spring is March the 20th. As I said before, daylight savings time is just around the corner. And are you ready to hit the beach? Are you ready for that two-piece, one-piece, or even those swim trunks? Well, let's talk about that in a few minutes. I'm going to end my show like I always do with some free food, a food for the soul and not for the body. But at the top of the show, we're going to talk about something that I read this week. It's in the news. It was in a New York Times online article, February 25th, yesterday's paper. Or actually on the online website, whichever method you choose to read now, today's. I personally like the website. But there was an interesting article based on some new results. The question or the headline was, should athletes eat fat or carbs? Should athletes eat fat or carbs? Now, if you are a runner, marathoner, even bodybuilder, physique fitness competitor or into sports, you know carbohydrates are good for energy, and you also know you need to do carb loading when you're about to do a competition. And for those of you who don't know, the idea here is to get some carbohydrates in your system, a lot of it, so you're able to have some good endurance during your athletic performance. Well, this new research, which is kind of not really new, but this article talks about, well, what about just eating more fat and less carbs? So instead of the high carbs and low fat, it is now high fat, low carbs. And based on this study, and the theory is basically if your body will convert that stored fat into energy. And the fats that are being encouraged include like nuts and fat-rich foods that are healthy fats. And it really doesn't, I guess it could be other fats too, but at the end of the day, the results here are not conclusive. However, there is a lot of data that kind of supports the fact that if you actually have a diet consisting of at least 80% fat, you'll be able to have some energy to do activities that require endurance. But the key here is a balanced diet, and it's also about less sugar. So I want to encourage you guys to do your own research on this new information about a high-fat diet for endurance-based activities by going to my website, going to my recap tab and clicking on the link. I'm going to link this article. And if you're just interested, you can just Google the headline, should athletes eat fat or carbs, and then you can type in New York Times. And the article will probably pop up on the top of your search page list. But it's an interesting thought that many of us who like to do carb loading may be able to just switch it over to high fat. But, again, I want you to do the research on your own. Now, this, again, is inconclusive, though there has been some studies done. So check it out yourself. And this is a side note. This has nothing to do with what I just talked about. I read an article today that says in about 2 years, there will be a successful head transplant. You know, you're talking about Frankenstein. Well, the research is out there. The techniques have improved since, and the article talked about a monkey head being attached to a monkey body, but the body was paralyzed. And there was a successful transplant of a head of a mouse onto the body of another mouse. And there was also, I believe it was a two-headed dog that was done, another head attached to a dog. But the research and the new technology that's out today, because most of these experiments were done decades ago. But now the talk is about the possibility of attaching a human head with a live brain. You know, it would have to be frozen quickly so the person who died of a natural death, the body is still functional, and the lower part of the body is still functional of another person, and being able to attach the two together so you have a new head on a new body. And being able to, they said they would have to induce a coma so the body would remain still so the healing could take place, and then they would use electrodes to help stimulate growth of the nerve cells. It was in a Time online article. You guys know Time magazine. So this article was in this month's Time. It was an online version of it that I read. But that was interesting. It had nothing to do with the high-fat or high-carb diet. I just thought it was interesting, some kind of a, you know, weird thought here. You know, well, the doctor who has stated that this is possible wants to put it out in the public to find out if the public wants it, and if the public wants it, then there will be a need to do some more experimentation, and then eventually somebody outside of himself will be able to do it because it can't be just him, it'll be others in the future. And so the idea is to plant a seed and see what happens. But can you imagine your head on a new body or vice versa? And of course, if you had your body on with somebody else's head, you wouldn't know obviously what went on. But if you had your own head, would you know? Well, I guess you would, but that wasn't your body anymore. But anyway, interesting thought of. But, oh, it is the end of the month, guys, and this is another a tangent. I'm going on tangents tonight. But I wanted to just do a recap or just a reminder that February is Black History Month. And in celebration of Black History Month, I decided to do something different. In addition to my Instagram and my Facebook postings, I've actually decided to highlight and feature living African Americans who are history makers. So, but in light of that, in light of Black History Month, I wanted to do something that related to me specifically. So what I did was I actually decided to do a African ancestry DNA test. So I'll let you know the results of the test. I should know something by April, sometime in April, because it takes several weeks to get the results back. But I'm going to share with you my results, and the results will be from my lineage on my father's side. So I'll find out if the results come back with correct data and detailed data. I will let you know where my father's family is from. Of course, I know the majority, I think, I'm only 99% sure that we will have an African descent in there, 99.9% sure of that. So I'll let you know what tribe I'm associated with. So that should be interesting. A lot of celebrities have already used this technology and use this company, AfricanAncestry.com. They are running a special for Black History Month. So if you're listening to this podcast on the 26th, 27th, or 28th, you still have some time. And I believe it runs into the first week of March, if I'm not mistaken. But it may be over in March. But it's not cheap. It's less than $300, but that's a lot of money. But if you're interested in diving into that, have at it, guys. So let's talk about are you beach body ready? Many of us are preparing to get in shape for the summer or have already started getting ready for competitions because, of course, there's a lot of fitness competitions, bodybuilding competitions, physique competitions that will start in a few weeks. Some have already started. Got the Arnold coming up, and then you have all these other local, national, and international competitions going on. And as I mentioned to you guys, well, I didn't mention today. I usually mention it. But I am a former natural bodybuilder, so I understand how important it is to consume the right food, eat clean, to prepare for a competition so you look good for the stage. So many of you may be interested in losing weight or looking good for a vacation or spring break. So some of the things you want to consider is eating clean. And I want you to go back to my podcast a few weeks ago, which I talked about eating green. But you want to eat a lot of vegetables, guys, some fruit, not a lot, and you want to get some carbohydrates in your diet. And I just talked about high carbs and low fat, but you want to get some good carbs, some complex carbs like oatmeal and sweet potato, brown rice, rice, or cream of wheat, those type of typically oatmeal. I like oatmeal. For your carbs, and you get some carbs from your vegetables too. But you want to get some of those. You want to eat that a majority of your diet and then drink a lot of water, and that could be between 10 to 15 8-ounce cups of water a day. And then you want to have lean meat. Baked fried is not out of the question. Baked is recommended or grilled. You don't want to fry it. You can boil it as well. You want to eat those foods with low fat so you can start reducing the amount of calories you're putting in your diet. And then you also want to get some cardio in your routine as well for a healthy heart. And it'll burn some calories in the process. But the goal here is to eat less fat, eat lean meats, and eat a lot of vegetables, which also goes into the campaign that, of course, First Lady Michelle Obama has been doing for a while about the Let's Move campaign. But now the focus is on getting kids to eat vegetables, and then she partnered with Sesame Street characters on packaging to help encourage kids to eat bright foods, colorful foods like carrots and carrots and grapes and bananas. Eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. Green vegetables is important. But that's the key, guys, is to get a lot of vegetables in your diet. Now, you want to take care of the outer body, too, which is your skin. You want to wear sunscreen. You want to continue to apply it throughout your time outside. It's not a one-time application and then walk out and you're done. You're going to have to carry it with you and continue to apply it throughout the day. You also want to protect your eyes because your eyes can also be damaged by the sun. Wear sunglasses with UV coating on it. And you want to make sure that you're drinking a lot of water. Stay hydrated. And stay in the shade if you can because you don't want to get overexposed in the sun. So that is it for my quick question about are you beach body ready? Some solutions to get there. I'm going to leave you with my free food, which is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 from the New International Version of the Body. It says just New International Version of the Bible. It says just as the body through one has, though, I'm sorry, let me just start over. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12, New International Version of the Bible. Just as the body, the one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. Again, just as the body, the one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, Christ. And if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, we are part of the body, meaning that it's not just one particular person or one particular group of people. It is all of us who are believers are part of the body, and we all have a function within the body, like the hand has a function, the eyes have a function, and the nose has a function, the ears have a function, the feet have a function, and they all work together within that one body. Same thing it is with the body of Christ, the church, the body being believers in Jesus Christ. So Let's work together, guys. If you are a believer, let's work together as one. Let's continue to spread love. Let's continue to share the gospel. And let's continue to be one, unite. No division, no matter what color you are, what ethnicity you are. If you are a believer, you are part of the family. You are part of the body. So that is it, everyone. That is the end of my podcast for the month of February. Join me in March, March the 12th, for the next podcast. And also, like I said, going forward in April, hopefully I'll have my results back from my DNA test, and I'll let you know what tribe that currently resides in Africa I am from. Until then, everybody, be fit, stay fit, be consistent, see results. Till next time, everybody, have a good one.